Let me introduce myself. I'm John McKay, professor at Seattle University Law School and part of the Heritage project here for ICTR.
Okay.
And I've listened, of course, to the first part of your interview. Thank you very much. Well, in addition to your responsibilities here, you are involved with the Employee Association. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm the president of the staff association. And basically, our role is to safeguard the interests of the staff members. We are acting as a bridge between staff members and the administration.
When did you first get involved with the staff association?
Almost 6 years ago, when I was employed 9 years ago, after 2 years, there was some rebuttal cases which was going on. People were not happy about the ratings given by their supervisor. So because of my position on that, they say now I should seek to be a representative of the staff. I accepted to be the representative representing the GS category, that's general staff category, local recruited staff members. I did that for 2 years. Later on, I was the vice president of the staff association for 4 years. And last year in June, I became the president of the staff association.
Can you tell us what, in general, the mission is of the staff association? What are the issues that the association addresses on behalf of its members?
It's all issues ranging from the entitlement, those pertaining to their functions, because basically most of the issue that comes to us is the misunderstanding between the management and the staff association, especially the supervisor and the supervisee. There's a lot of confrontations. A person, just because he or she doesn't like you, can just put a bad rating so that your contract cannot be renewed. The extension of contract is based on your performance. So if a program manager wants to get rid of you, what he can do in the 2 years' time is just to put you the low grade so that the management will say that this person is not performing. But in a real sense, the person can be performing. We have cases where the staff member, there's a proposal from the program manager recommendation that this person's contract shouldn't be renewed. So when they bring the case to us, we sit down, we review the cases. Even we assisted them to write to the Joint Appeals Board in New York to challenge the decision of the management. And in fact, all the cases that we've written to New York level, at headquarters level, we have won them. We've won almost all of them because they don't want to follow the procedure. This is international justice, international jurisdiction, but now when it's come for the management side, they're not prepared to follow even the rules sometimes. It's incredible.
Does management support the association?
Yeah, they support the association.
And how do they do that?
Whenever we make a presentation, they have to look at the presentation. And sometimes they're supposed to be very neutral. They don't want to be on the side of the management, on the program manager or on the side of the staff member. They're just in between. But if you make a case in a very proper manner, in fact, they take up the decision.
Does the association have any input on pay and compensation for its members?
Yes, in fact, we have. For the international staff member, they're paying $10 a month. And for the national staff member, they're paying 3,000 Tanzanian shillings a month.
Those are the fees to belong to the association.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What about the compensation, the salary paid to members? Does the association advocate to management for salary? That's out of it?
No.
Does the association address issues involving culture and interrelationship? You have many people from many different countries here.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about how the association is involved in those relationships?
Yeah, normally we used to organize functions like on 25th this month, we are going to have a social gathering that's called the UN Fanny Family Day. So we bring all the family together, be like one family, and then we celebrate the whole day. We're going to do that in one day that's called Njiro, General Tire Grounds. This from nine in the morning, the whole day.
Among your association members, are there many here in Arusha who are Tanzanian people?
Yes.
And can you give us an idea of other countries who have representation in your association?
We have from Ethiopia. We have from Liberia. We have from States. And then we have from Gambia. And then we have from Nigeria. Then we have some from Cote d'Ivoire. Yeah.
Have you found in your experience that there are issues between the employees and their managers, or the employees or their supervisors, that you feel are related to cultural differences, to language differences? And can you tell us about that?
Yeah, normally there's a language barrier. There's a language barrier between the supervisor and the supervisee. Most of the program manager here, so to speak, all the key posts at the apex level has been occupied by the people from West Africa. At least 90%. All the chief of sections, either the chief of the section or the deputy chief of the section, are from that zone, West African zone.
And most of your members are from East Africa?
No, West Africa.
West Africa?
Yeah. Most of them are from West Africa. Now, it's like language section. Language section has more than 100 staff members. Almost 95% are from West Africa, especially Cameroon.
Is there tension between West Africans and East Africans?
No, it's what happened is the first registrar of this tribunal was from Kenya. So when he came here, what he did, he tried to bring as many people as possible from Kenya. The second registrar was from Nigeria. So soon after coming to power, what he did, he tried his best to make sure that he exhausted all the people from West Africa. So he brought them many. The current registrar is from Senegal. So he's also doing the same. He's trying his best to make sure that many people from West Africa are employed here. The excuse these people are giving is that because the genocide which happened in Rwanda, most of the Rwandans speaks French and Kinyarwanda. So they think in East Africa, we cannot get anybody who can speak French. So they prefer to go to West Africa to look for potential candidates.
You are a Tanzanian.
Yeah.
And so you're an East African.
Yes.
Does that cause resentment, the fact that there seem to be so many West Africans here among the employees who are either Tanzanian or Kenyan or other East African countries?
No, not really. No.